I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now on to the next game. Raiders defeat the Sharks in one of the great robberies of all time. Raiders defeat the Sharks. What I loved about this for the Raiders is like they've had two really gutsy performances and they haven't got the result. And, you know, the theme for this podcast is like, regardless of roster, how gutsy are you? Do you fucking have a red hot crack? And the Raiders, although they've lost their first two games, no one can deny that they have had a red-hot crack every minute of the game in both games. And they finally, even though they tried everything to lose the game in the last 10 minutes last night, like literally everything, they finally got the reward for just working hard. Just working hard for your mate and getting it done. And that's what they did. 24-20 beating the Sharks. What did you think of this one?
They're just the kings of winning ugly, aren't they?
Yeah.
Of course, your red-headed front rail crashes over for a double.
Well, after best prop in the NRL, Corey Horsburgh.
Like that, let's get into that. So he holds Hunt in, niggles him, holds his arm in. Then as Hunt's like disentangled himself, running away, Corey Horsburgh pushes him in the back so hard he falls over. Then Hunt gets up, open hand slaps him, like barely even touches him. And Hunt gets sent 10 in the bin.
Yeah, grub.
It's one of the, it's honestly one of the greatest shows of pest I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He literally got him in a mode where he got sent for 10 and he scored one. Like, it's one of the greatest pest performances I've ever seen. Have you ever seen a pest work as well as that?
And as a bloke who we know, when the emotions stir a little bit, doesn't always handle it the best, Corey, to be dishing out the pestering, it was good to see.
Oh, it's great to see.
Yeah.
But all jokes aside, how the fuck is Hunt getting sent for 10 after he was the one that got pushed over onto the ground and barely even touched Corey Horsburgh? What the please tell me how it was all done and dusted. Corey had scored a try. No one was talking about it. There was no fight. The ref pulls the game up after the try and sends him for 10. How does that happen?
Unless they didn't bin Cheek Ham again. Nice little change up.
Yeah, Cheekham nearly got binned.
Yeah.
Cheekham got a phone call, said, "Mate, I need you to sit out for 10. But like, how's that possible? Because the video ref would have told that there was a strike or whatever. So that video ref would have seen Corey Horsburgh push him over onto the ground. But only Hunt gets sent for 10. How is that possible?
You could even see when Corey Horsburgh did an interview with Matt Johns after they asked him about it, and he was like giggling to himself.
Oh, massive
going,
win.
I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, massive Perfect. Win by Corey Horsburgh.
And of course, like, I scored next to him.
Yeah. It was if you're talking about like the art of niggle and what you want from a guy that's niggling, he absolutely nailed it.
And I think we talked before, they obviously played together a bit at Canberra, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so even better.
So it would have been like mates niggling that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Come on, Timmy. You're a bit quiet here, mate.
Mate, you can't, no contact to the head. It's a sim in every day of the week.
I don't even think he hit him. I don't think he landed. He just went like, it was open hand as well, what I saw.
There's enough contact between air and face, and that was
oh
enough.
Oh, my God.
Had to go. Lucky it was only 10.
But like, like it was a sim. But like one of those situations, it's like, just let it go, refs.
Yeah,
what
cares?
Are you doing? Like, stop injecting yourself into the game unnecessary. Like, we'll say it every week. Calls on the fly, I'll cop every day of the week. They happen quickly, mistakes, whatever. Sending a bloke for 10. Come on.
I assume Ricky took a big stand on it too, did he?
Yeah, he was blowing up in the press comments going, how could he do a 10 for that? You're kidding. One of the greats, Ricky Stewart. One of the greats. I love it. But outside of that, gutsy win by the Raiders. I will say, last 10 minutes, if I had to be super critical, I think Fogarty, and it's hard for Fogarty because Whiten's the man, but he's got to overcall Whiten and say, Jackie, just chill, brah. I love that you're competitive. I love that you want to win the game all the way to the last minute. And that's what makes Jackie so great. But you just take a back seat, Jackie. Let me take care of this. And Fogarty's old enough to be able to recognise this. He should have got the ball, put on a string, ended the game.
Jack, when we're behind by six with 10 minutes to go, that's where you step up and win it for us.
Yep.
When we're up by six with 10 to go, that's where I get us home.
100%. And just... And I'm not sure whether Fogarty tried to do that or not, but if I had to be super critical, that's what it would be of like. Fogarty should have just said, Jackie, chill, brah, I got this. Or maybe he did say that. Jackie needs to listen to Fogarty and say, you know what, I want to take a step back. You know the best way that Jackie can help the last 10 minutes when you're up is his defence. Just jam blokes. Just jam blokes in defence and you'll be sweet.
Did you see the play where... Canberra had to play the ball about 5 metres out, smack in the middle, and Jack was on the left. Fogarty was on the right, and Jack had had Saulo in front of him, and he was trying to tell Saulo to get up and block, and he pushed him, and Saulo just fell over. He just hit the deck, and then Jack sprinted after the ball. He goes, sorry, mate, sorry. And Saulo's like, what the fuck just happened?
Then he swung to the right and had a line break. Hey? Was it off the back of that?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God. When he did that and went the other side again, it was pretty early on from memory. So I was like, oh, this looks so good.
But I was thinking back on Friday night, we were talking to some of the blokes, and they go, who's the last bloke in the NRL that you'd want to have a stink with? And I sort of said, I think it'd be Jack Whiten. I'm watching him push over Pasami Solo at 110 kilos, just trying to get him into position. He's a freak, Jack.
Jackie is a freak. I love watching him. He typifies... what rugby league's about. Yep. It doesn't get much better. When he's on the field, it doesn't get much better than Jackie Whiten. Ripping and tearing, getting amongst it. I thought Albert Hopewadi, I thought he was really good.
Timoko, man, he's gone to a new level.
Mate, he is strong as shit. What are they feeding you over New Zealand, bro? Jesus. What do you have? 154 metres, 3 tackle breaks, 22 tackles, 0 misses. 2 line break assists, a line break, 3 offloads.
When he got out of the in goals, that was his biggest play of the day. I thought that was huge. To have the confidence to do that in his second year. And, you know, you quite often see guys like him that they go a little bit quieter in their second year. They plateau for a little bit. He looks like he's just got bigger and better.
I feel like he's got a potential to be one of those fan favourite centres because he's so aggressive in contact. And it's just so fun to watch him play footy. I thought Hudson Young was really good too. I thought he had some really good moments. Super aggressive. Had that line break. And also, like, whenever the game's on the line, he always seems to go up another gear. Who else? Tarpiner, outstanding. Starling was great off the bench. Really fucking good off the bench. 2 try assists. What do you think, Timmy?
Yeah, really. I think you boys touched on it pretty well. Just a really gritty, gutsy win. And look, the Raiders aren't overloaded with firepower in attacking when it comes to points. They've got this big, powerful pack, but I don't think they're going to go out there and win games 13-plus this season. I mean, they haven't for a couple of seasons now, to be fair, but I think they'll grind to a lot of victories. So if they're winning 1-12, I'm happy to see it. And as you said, they did everything they could to lose at last 10. I don't know. I felt pretty confident all game about this one. I felt comfortable. So, yeah, it was a win we desperately needed.
Concerned that Danny Levi's out?
Not at all, just because they reckon broken jaw, the poor bug, and he's been solid enough this season, but it'll be interesting to see which way they go. I dare say Zach Wolf will come in and start for them.
Yep.
I was looking forward this week to seeing Tommy Starling playing that sort of 13-ball playing role that we touched on last week, which that opportunity didn't arise, but Wolf will come in and do a fairly similar job, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be... Trey Mooney has been hasn't been used as much as I probably thought he would. Now, I do always want to ease him in, but I thought he'd have a bit more impact the first 3 games.
They were playing Adam Mariota, who was out this week with injury. He was sort of preferred to him early on.
So he's only got 10 minutes on the weekend.
Yeah.
Whereas I thought Trey would have... I thought this year he'd probably jag that bench spot, but clearly not. But who else? There was someone else that was going skits. It might have been Emre Guler.
Emre was really good.
Was just super aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Becoming very consistent, Emre. Yeah.
Because he's got that
12
he's got
territories.
That, he's got 12 territories. He's got that mullet, so I don't know whether he's is it Matore?
Mariota.
Mariota. He's got a mullet as well, doesn't he? So it's hard to, anyway.
He was good.
Yeah, great win for the Raiders finally. And maybe that's just the win they need to just get him across the line, get the win, get it out of his system. All right, we're good to go now. Now onto the Sharkies. Like, they came back well in the end, but, oh, man. They completed really well, which is great, 87% completion, but they are missing Nicho Hynes something chronic. They if Nicho Hynes plays that game, they win. I think Matty Moylan's in an interesting spot because individually maybe he's, you know, a step slower than he used to be or whatever, but he just compliments Nicho so much. And maybe he's struggling a little bit to compliment Trindle, because I think Trindle's been outstanding. Is there a world where Trindle goes to 6 and Nicho goes to 7?
I don't think so, personally. I agree with you in that Moylan compliments Nicho Hynes too perfectly. I think they'll stay as they are. I think there's a better chance that Trindle grabs a 14 jersey, personally. I think they'll stay with Moyser. And that's where, and I sort of alluded to it last week, that's where I wonder if long-term, unfortunately, if there's going to be a spot for Wade in this team.
Mm.
And it's, you know, it's credit to Wade because of the young guys that he's built up there and everything. But I'd be sticking with Moylan at 6, and I could understand playing Trindle at 14.
Yeah, and they've obviously been going with the 4-forward bench of late whenever possible. They actually went back to the 4-forward bench this week. And Connor Tracy's obviously missed out on an opportunity there most of the time. But with Trindle, you just think Nicho's coming back in with off the back of a calf injury. We know Matty Moylan's injury history. Trindle, like, he's so clearly an NRL quality halfback.
Mm.
To be playing reserve grade would be such an injustice to his ability, I think. So I think he deserves to be 14, but whether or not that best suits the makeup of their squad, I don't know. We'll leave that to Fitzy.
It's a tough loss for the Sharkies because you can't really point to missed tackles. They missed less. They missed 23, whereas Raiders missed 31. They completed a higher percentage and they had the ball more.
They didn't miss that many tackles, but there were some ones they did miss were very poor. Like Big Reds, I think it was his second try that he scored there. The Timoko one that he strolled through, might have been Moyser as well, really poor. So not bad numbers, but the ones they did miss were poor.
Yeah. It's just hard to gauge, like, you know, where they're at when you've got 53% of the possession and you completed at 87% and you had 24 points put on you by a Raiders side who aren't notoriously out and out attackers kind of thing. So I don't know where the Sharks are right now. I'm really confused.
I think, though, when the Raiders are desperate and they're in Canberra, they just drag you into the gutter with you and just turn it into a fight. They love doing that. That's why I was so confident they'd win this game, because they were desperate. They're in Canberra, backs against the wall, and they just love a dogfight.
It's crazy. Post-contact metres, Sharks won. Run metres, Sharks won. Sharks had more runs as well, 220, 273. They had more tackle breaks. They had more kick returns. A 40-20.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
They made less tackles. They missed less tackles. Fuck. Tough loss for Sharkies. Jesus.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I don't think anyone's saying that it is panic stations for the Sharkies, but I think there's plenty of positives to take out of that. Once they get the Dally and medalists back, I think they will start to stack up some serious wins. I thought Wilton was fantastic, mate. The amount of work he got through, 176 run metres, 41 tackles, only 2 missed. I thought he was tremendous. And the other back row, we obviously had him. Well, I had him in my team of the week, Nikora. Some of the shots he put on and the line that he runs, he just can't be stopped. When the halfback gets it right, you can't stop him.
Yeah, he's a gun, Nikora. Knee quarter. I think it's knee quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agreed, mate. He was outstanding. The positive for the Sharks, though, is they've clearly responded to the coach. Because, like, the last 2 weeks, they were missing a bunch of tackles. Their completion rate was terrible. At least they're taking care of the things they can control. And so if there's a way to lose, although they had some glaring misses, like, this is the kind of way you want to lose. Because you can build around this kind of stuff. It's when you're completing at 60%, you're missing 50 tackles. That's when you go, well, what's the attitude like? Whereas at least the Sharky boys, they've responded to their coach. They've got a high completion rate, so it shows they care. And they're not missing many tackles. So I think the other stuff will fall into place.
I think they'll be fine, Sharkies.
I agree.
Oregon Kaufusi was good off the bench. Did some really nice things as well. He's handy.
Jeez, the Eels could use Kaufusi and Niokoro now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.